Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe, priest and martyr. And from Italy, we hear from Father Agnelli Okure, the worldwide general promoter for justice and peace for the friars of the Order of Preachers. He's coming to us today from Santa Sabina with a preaching entitled Sacrificing for the Family.
A reading from the Good News of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Some Pharisees came to Jesus to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?" "Haven't you read," Jesus replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined, let no one separate." "Why then," they asked, "did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?" Jesus replied, "Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard. But it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If this is the situation between a husband and wife, it is better not to marry." Jesus replied, "Not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are those who chose to live like eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the memorial of Maximilian Kolbe, a Polish conventual Franciscan friar, a missionary, and a martyr who promoted devotion to our Blessed Mother through the radio. Maximilian was imprisoned in Auschwitz by the Nazis for his refusal to comply with Nazi policies, and one of them being his sheltering thousands of refugees, including Jews, and for publishing anti-Nazi materials. I recall standing by Maximilian Kolbe's cell in Auschwitz and listening to the narrative of how he volunteered to die in place of a family man. According to the story, when a prisoner escaped in late July 1941, the Nazi commandant decided that as punishment for the escapee, 10 of the escapee's fellow prisoners would be chosen to die by starvation. Franciszek, one of those chosen to die, cried out, "My wife, my children." Maximilian stepped forward and declared, "Take me instead. I have no wife or children." The commandant asked in astonishment, "Who are you?" "A Catholic priest," he replied. The commandant was so taken aback that he agreed to take Maximilian in place of Franciszek. Maximilian was executed on the 14th of August 1941 and later canonized in 1982 as a martyr of charity. Basically, Maximilian Kolbe sacrificed his life to preserve the family. Today's gospel reading leads us to reflect on the family, the most basic unit and the cornerstone of the society. It is the foundational school of life where we learn life's most important values, the values of unconditional love, the values of the ethics of give and take, of realizing that the world is not only about me, but us, the values of sharing, of support for one another, and of unity. The Second Vatican Council refers to the family as a domestic church, the primary place of being grounded in the basics of our faith. In responding to the question on divorce, Jesus emphasized the necessity of preserving the unity and integrity of the family in these words: "What God has joined together, let no one separate." Today's families face numerous challenges that accelerate the rate of separation and divorce, fueled by modern lifestyles, some by unwillingness on the part of the couples to negotiate their differences, because their hearts are hardened, and because they see negotiation and conceding as weakness. We see increasing exaggerated individualism, believing that we are self-made. These self-centered social norms also blur the lines of moral values. In addition, there is the weakening of extended family influence that in the past helped to mediate before things got worse between couples. Divorce is not just about husband and wife. It disrupts family life, it shatters the world of children, and often leads to emotional instability. Of course, we are mindful of situations of abuse between couples, especially mental and physical abuse that necessitates separation to protect the human life, to protect human dignity. But these are not predominant. The question is, how do we keep the family intact? How do we preserve the integrity of family? First, we must understand the ways modern society structures put external pressure on couples who are trying to fit in with societal demands, often to the neglect of nurturing the bonds of relationship within the family. We must realize that the diminishing of extended family and the rise of nuclear family and independent lifestyle disrupt the support and early intervention that help couples to navigate effectively when issues arrive. Increasingly, we have public officials whose behavior normalizes vile language, bullying others, and denigrating those who do not agree with their opinion, and the ways these generate parental difficulties. The family needs prayers for the continuance of wholesome society. There's a saying, the ruin of a nation begins in the homes of its people. Today's gospel is a reminder to pray for the family. We pray regularly for vocations to the consecrated life and to the priesthood, but give little attention to prayers for vocation to family life. Religious come from families. Priests are taken from families. Good politicians and public officials grow up in good families. The family is the cradle of the society and the church. So, brothers and sisters, let us focus our prayers on vocations to married life, to stable family life grounded in Christian principles, that God may bless us with solid vocations to consecrated life, to the priesthood, and public servants who work to promote the common good.